Watch programs on your schedule with the KPBS Plus streaming service. See new episodes of Nature and Nova, latest news from PBS NewsHour and KPBS Evening Edition, local shows like Ken Kramer's About San Diego. Learn more at kpbs.org/kpbsplus. Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Thursday, June 18th. A new interactive map shows who's most at risk during a heat wave. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. The Juneteenth flag is flying above San Diego City Hall ahead of the federal holiday on Friday. Juneteenth is a commemoration of June 19, 1865, where roughly a quarter of a million people were still being enslaved in Texas were made aware of their freedom. For full context, this happened nearly 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was supposed to declare all enslaved people living in Confederate states free. Union soldiers were sent to Texas to enforce the proclamation. Juneteenth became a federal holiday in 2021 under President Joe Biden and then later became a state holiday in 2022 under Governor Gavin Newsom. There are numerous events across the county for those looking to celebrate Juneteenth. I'll tell you more about those tomorrow as part of weekend events. Two grants amounting to $50 million will serve as an investment into women's brain health. The funds will help UC San Diego researchers look into how menopause and hormone therapy impact women's risk of dementia. One new study is recruiting women ages 40 to 55 years old and following them before, after, and during menopausal transition. The money will also go towards developing tools aimed at detecting Alzheimer's disease in women as early as possible. A professor of neurosciences at UCSD says women are at a greater risk for Alzheimer's, but researchers still don't exactly know why. Roughly 2 months ago, the San Diego Humane Society rescued more than 700 allegedly neglected animals at the Villa Chardonnay property in Julian. The animals have been in the Humane Society's care ever since. At the height of the response, the nonprofit was caring for exactly 728 animals, including cats, horses, dogs, and livestock. SDHS says they've been providing medical, rehab, and nutritional support for the horses who need treatment for chronic conditions, hoof care, and dental work. The Humane Society says that since the rescue, more than 300 cats have been adopted and 84 have been transferred to a partner organization, leaving the org with just 11 cats still in their care. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Before a producer hits record or before a journalist picks up a pen, someone like you notices something and wants to understand it. Every day, we invite you to keep asking questions like why and who and how. Because NPR begins with questions, not conclusions. And your right to curiosity is a right worth protecting.
Where in the country do children face the most heat stress? Where is nighttime heat most dangerous? Environment reporter Tammy Murga says a new interactive tool announced this week can help answer those questions.
The map doesn't just show you where it's hot in the county. It can also show you who is most at risk and why.
These are places with a lot of more elderly folks that are at higher risk.
That's Connor Mack with Scripps Institution of Oceanography. He says open source data like census tracts, weather conditions, and chronic disease prevalence has long been available, just not all in one place. That's why Scripps and the San Diego Regional Climate Collaborative developed the map.
When a heat wave does hit, those community members are really vulnerable.
Darby Berry is with a collaborative. She says the map can reveal how neighborhoods can experience similar temperatures, but have very different health outcomes.
When it's hot, you know, you either have to make some decisions around how to cool your home, understanding our energy costs are, you know, ever increasing, or some people have to make decisions on where to go.
Researchers say this information can help cities make decisions about solutions. That could include where to plant more trees, adding sealant to pavement to keep it cooler, and improving access to more air-conditioned spaces. To see the map, visit shadesd.org. Tammy Murga, KPBS News.
The San Diego City Council has approved new contracts with three city employee unions. Metro reporter Andrew Bowen says they include both gains and losses for city workers.
The contracts approved on Tuesday cover blue-collar workers like electricians and laborers, as well as white-collar employees like librarians, engineers, and attorneys. Those employees will get a 2% raise on July 1st. But the contracts also include a mandatory furlough of 40 hours. That means employees won't actually see the raise in their take-home pay. Michael Zucchet is general manager of the city's largest union, the Municipal Employees Association.
We have a city workforce that, despite certain headlines, is underpaid relative to what other employees working for cities in the county of San Diego and certainly throughout the state of California are paid.
Unions representing police officers, firefighters, and lifeguards are still negotiating over their contracts, which are set to expire at the end of the month. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
The San Diego County Board of Supervisors will vote on a new budget next week. Penner fellow Emmy Burris explains what this means for regional homelessness funding.
The new budget represents a shift in funding for homeless services. The volume of homeless services and programs won't be reduced, but some one-time grants that fund homeless programs are set to expire. Monica Montgomery Stepp represents District 4 on the County Board of Supervisors. While the budget appears to have a net decrease in homeless services, she says some of the funding is holding over from the previous year to maintain current levels.
We have no reductions to services or programs in the next fiscal year. It does appear lower because of how certain allocations were recorded this fiscal year.
But some programs that received one-time grant funding are set to wind down. One of these is the Encampment Resolution Fund, which encompasses the San Diego Riverbed. The funding for this grant came from research conducted by the San Diego River Park Foundation. Their job is to clean up trash in the riverbed, but they also help refer people to outreach workers. Sarah Huttmacher is the foundation's chief operating officer. She says this grant funding has largely increased the number of outreach workers in the riverbed.
We've built a lot of great infrastructure, but the work continues, and it would be a real shame for the river to have everything go back to the way it was.
County supervisors are set to vote on the budget on June 25th. Emmy Burris, KPBS News.
The Imperial County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously Tuesday to approve a temporary moratorium on data center development. It freezes approvals for all data center projects for 45 days. The board also voted to convene a special committee on data centers that will report back in January. The move comes after months of public outcry over a massive AI data center complex planned near residential neighborhoods in the center of the valley. Supervisor Martha Cardenas-Singh shares the concerns of many who say major data center projects should be subject to a comprehensive environmental review.
Facilities of this scale and intensity should not move forward without meaningful public review and discretionary oversight by local government.
The project's developer told iNews Source that they are planning to file a lawsuit over the board's decision. That's it for the podcast today. This podcast is edited by Brooke Ruth and hosted and produced by me, Lawrence K. Jackson. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Thanks for listening and have a great day. Watch programs on your schedule with the KPBS Plus streaming service. See new episodes of Nature and Nova, latest news from PBS NewsHour and KPBS Evening Edition, local shows like Ken Kramer's About San Diego. Learn more at kpbs.org/kpbsplus.